Are you of the thinking that as the fortunes of the wealthy go, so go the fortunes of us all in the nation? Associated Press economics writer Janine Versa is joining us live this morning, and she has put together some interesting information concerning how wealthy Americans aren't the freewheelers that they used to be and how that's affecting really all of us. Janine, thanks for the time. What did you find out here exactly?
Well, what we found is that those top 5%, the richest Americans, those are folks who earn at least $207,000 a year. They're now buying less. They account for about 14% of total spending in this country, and that's why when they buy less, kind of the economy slows and the rest of us feel the pinch. Now, that's a turnaround because at the beginning of this year, the wealthy were actually spending more. They were saving less, and they were going out, and they were buying lots of high-ticket items. That was borne out by figures at high-end retail stores, and the kind of forces behind that were that the stock market at the time was rebounding and was doing very well, and that made a lot of the wealthy Americans who have the most of their assets tied up in the market more inclined to spend. And so we were seeing that. But all of that kind of came to a skid in May and June when the stock market started tanking when investors got worried about fallout in this country because of the European debt crisis.
It'd be interesting, too, Janine, to see what July may do for the cause because it was a very solid market as far as the results are concerned, whether it's the kind of market that the wealthy can take any confidence in, maybe another story, but certainly the numbers themselves look good.
Right. If the stock market, it did really well yesterday, and if it were to maintain that kind of momentum, then you could see the wealthy turning around again and starting to spend more. And if they did that, that would bode well for the rest of us. For one, it would really help to fuel the economic recovery, which in the second quarter of this year slowed down sharply. The government put out a report on Friday that showed that the recovery lost a lot of momentum. In fact, growth was so weak, it's just too weak to lower the unemployment rate. It's below the threshold you would need to get unemployment down. And unemployment right now is at 9.5%. So the rest of us out there are going to feel the pinch until the recovery starts gaining momentum. And at this point, economists don't think that will be this year or early next year. They think it would be sometime in late 2011 at best.
Yeah, and the Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke seemed to echo that kind of a feeling last week with some of the comments that he made, calling it unusually unpredictable and saying that that recovery, as you mentioned, was going to be perhaps longer term than we would certainly like, and also longer term than he might have thought, you know, several months ago when we started to see some improvement.
That's right. And just yesterday, the Federal Reserve Chairman said it would take a considerable amount of time to get back to full economic health.
Yeah, not surprising when we see some of the indicators that are surfacing recently. So, Janine, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Associated Press economics writer Janine Versa joining us here on Delaware's Morning News. Coming up in just a moment, your WDEL Traffic Watch on the 9s.